Welcome to episode 9 of the Teach Me Your Ways, Lord podcast. My name is Connie Rollins, and I'll be your host today. Today we're going to be talking about when God punishes us for our sins, he may require a time of cleansing for us. And this happened many times in the Bible. And if we read 2 Chronicles chapter 36, verse 21 in the New International Version, we read, "The land enjoyed the Sabbath rest. All the time of its desolation it rested, until the 70 years were completed to fulfillment of the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah." So sometimes if we sin against God over a period of time, he may send us into exile like he did the Israelites. And during that period of time that we're in exile, he'll teach and instruct us in his ways, and we will be cleansed from our sins. And then after we have been cleansed and we learn the lessons that God is wanting to teach us, then he will let us return to our land, or he will give us something even better. But we're going to talk about that God may require time of cleansing for us. So when we sin against him, he may require a time of cleansing before allowing us to enter the land again and receive his blessings. There are several examples of this happening in the Bible. When the Israelites sinned against God by failing to trust him to bring them into the promised land, they were required to wander 40 years in the wilderness until all the people that did not trust God had died. This is what God told Moses in Numbers 14, 19 through 35 in the New International Version. "In this desert, your bodies will fall, every one of you 20 years old or more who grumbled against me. Not one of you will enter the land I swore with uplifted hand to make your home, except Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, son of Nun. As for your children that you said would be taken as plunder, I will bring them in to enjoy the land you have rejected. But you, your bodies will fall in this desert. Your children will be shepherds here for 40 years, suffering for your unfaithfulness, until the last of your bodies lies in the desert for 40 years, 1 year for each of the 40 days you explored the land. You will suffer for your sins and know what it is like to have me against you. I, the Lord, have spoken, and I will surely do these things to this whole wicked community which has banded together against me. They will meet their end in this desert. Here they will die." So the cleansing that had to take place for the Israelites lasted for 40 years. And after that time, God was ready to let them enter the land. Another example that we find in the Bible was that of Miriam, which was Moses' sister. Miriam was punished by God by giving her leprosy when she and Aaron questioned Moses' authority. She had to stay outside the camp for 7 days before she was allowed back into the camp and considered clean again. Numbers 12 tells us the story of what happened. We read in Numbers 12, verses 1 through 15 in the New International Version. "Miriam and Aaron began to talk against Moses because of his Cushite wife, for he had married a Cushite. 'Has the Lord spoken only through Moses?' they asked. 'Hasn't he also spoken through us?' And the Lord heard this. Now Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth. At once the Lord said to Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, 'Come out to the tent of meeting, all three of you.' So the three of them came out. Then the Lord came down in a pillar of cloud. He stood at the entrance to the tent and summoned Aaron and Miriam. When both of them stepped forward, he said, 'Listen to my words. When a prophet of the Lord is among you, I reveal myself to him in visions. I speak to him in dreams. But this is not true of my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. With him I speak face to face, clearly and not in riddles. He sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?' The anger of the Lord burned against them, and he left them. When the cloud lifted from above the tent, there stood Miriam, leprous like snow. Aaron turned toward her and saw that she had leprosy, and he said to Moses, "Please, my Lord, do not hold against us the sin we have so foolishly committed. Do not let her be like a stillborn infant coming from its mother's womb with its flesh half eaten away." So Moses cried out to the Lord, "O God, please heal her." The Lord replied to Moses, "If her father had spit in her face, would she not have been in disgrace for 7 days? Confine her outside the camp for 7 days. After that, she can be brought back." So Miriam was confined outside the camp for 7 days, and the people did not move on until she was brought back. Because Moses pleaded with God to heal Miriam, he did so, but God still required a 7-day period of cleansing before allowing her to return to the camp. And don't you think that gave her time to consider her sin and to turn away from any future sins that she would commit? Another example is when God determined to punish the Israelites because they had become unfaithful to him. They were following all the detestable practices of the nations around them, including defiling the temple of the Lord. God warned them time and time again to forsake their evil practices and return to him, but they would not listen. Therefore, he had no remedy but to punish them by allowing Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, to invade their land and carry them into exile to Babylon. When Nebuchadnezzar took the Israelites off to Babylon, the cleansing lasted for 70 years. They were required to live in the land of Babylon until the 70 years were complete. Then God brought them back to their own land. This is documented in more than one place in the Bible, but here is the synopsis that we read in 2 Chronicles chapter 36, verses 15 through 21 in the New International Version, which says, "The Lord, the God of their fathers, sent word to them through his messengers again and again, because he had pity on his people and on his dwelling place. But they mocked God's messengers. They despised his words and scoffed at his prophets until the wrath of the Lord was roused against his people and there was no remedy. He brought up against them the king of the Babylonians, who killed their young men with the sword in the sanctuary and spared neither young man nor young woman, old man or aged. God handed all of them over to Nebuchadnezzar. He carried to Babylon all the articles from the temple of God, both large and small, and the treasures of the king and his officials. They set fire to God's temple and broke down the wall of Jerusalem. They burned all the palaces and destroyed everything of value there. He carried into exile to Babylon the remnant who escaped from the sword, and they became servants to him and his sons until the kingdom of Persia came to power. The land enjoyed its Sabbath rest. All the time of its desolation it rested until the 70 years were completed in fulfillment of the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah." If God is punishing you for your sins you have committed in the past, and you are in your period of cleansing, be sure to use the time to your advantage. Take the time to seek God and earnestly attempt to learn from the experience all God is trying to teach you. Be receptive to his instructions, and you will be in a good position to be successful when he returns you to your land or gives you something even better. So be sure that you don't resist God's discipline and that you listen to the instructions that he's trying to give you and that you walk in the ways of the Lord so that he doesn't have to punish you or send you into exile. But if that does happen, remember that we have in Scripture references to times and periods of cleansing, and God will cleanse us and he will teach us and instruct us. And when we're ready, and when we're strong enough, and when he knows that we will be successful, he will allow us to return to our land. But we can only stay in our land as long as we are walking in the ways of the Lord. So be sure to walk in the ways of the Lord. So that's all for this week, be sure to go out to iTunes and give us a rating. And be sure to listen to us on Stitcher, Radio On Demand. And you can actually listen in your car. And you can go out to the website, www.teachmeyourwayslord.com. And you can contact us that way and let us know if there's anything you want us to go over, talk about. And until next week, be sure to walk in the ways of the Lord.